beauty
and the trill. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. What's it? Beauty and the trizio.
We back. What's good?
Happy new week, guys. We are in the springtime. The weather is heating up.
Yes, Lord, single weather.
Yes, the skin is coming out. The clappers are out.
Sun's out.
Buns out. Muscles are out. Oh, yeah. It's just a really nice time of the year.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, welcome to a spring edition of Beauty and the Trill. I mean, they've all been spring editions.
Yeah, for the last like month.
Yeah, but we gonna make it sound fancy. Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm good. This feels like a fun week. A lot of shit going down this week. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit going down this summer. I feel like this week is kind of like the summer kind of like kickoff a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like we getting the ball rolling on a lot of shit.
I agree.
Well, what's up? What you got for us?
KSA. Yes, you know we got the KSA. So, in the spirit of summer, okay? This one is not all that funny. You know I can be ignorant sometimes. But this one I'm very passionate about, okay? This is a really key service announcement. Do not tell our black children that they are getting black/dark this summer. Don't do that. I hate that. Do not.
You don't like that?
I don't. I don't like when you be like, you getting black or... Dang, you getting dark. Like, I just think that comes with such a negative connotation. Yeah. Like, why? Like, is that a bad thing? You're saying that to these kids as if it's a bad thing. So now you're programming these children to believe that they can't, if they get dark, then they're no longer satisfactory aesthetically. And that's not the case. These kids, their face don't change. Their spirit doesn't change when they get darker. They're still beautiful children. Rather, they as light as, light as a red bone or as dark as Lupita. You're still beautiful. Black people are beautiful. So don't tell. Let me tell you something. When I have kids and I hear somebody tell my kids, "Ooh, you getting black." Or, "Ooh, you getting dark. You've been out in the sun." I'm going to smack you right in your face because don't tell my kids that. My kids going to be black regardless because I want chocolate kids. But they don't need to relate getting dark as to getting ugly or what have you. So, I just took it there, and I hope you don't do that around me because I'm going to correct you, okay?
Let them know.
Yep, that has been a key essay. Don't tell black kids that they're getting black or dark this summer. All right, bump a dump. So, you know, it's been very busy, okay? We're busy people, right, Trill?
Yes.
We're busy people.
Busy.
So, we don't know what to tell you to bump a dump, but we will tell you the new music that just came out, okay? Mary J. Blige dropped a studio album on this past Friday. It's called Strength of a Woman. I heard it's pretty good. I've been meaning to check it out, but I haven't. So that Rich Homie Quan dropped an album. It's called Back to Basics.
Yeah, I peeped a couple songs on the Rich Homie Quan. It was cool. I didn't listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, Rich Homie, you know, doing his Rich Homie thing.
Rich Homie doing his Rich Homie thing. And then Wale dropped his album called Shine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you feel? Okay. I saw a tweet that said, "Keep Wale's music away from me and my family."
That's funny.
So check those out. Let us know how you take it. Okay? No shade. Have you seen, you wasn't interested in seeing Jocelyn deliver?
Not at all.
Why?
I want to see that shit. And plus, playoff basketball was on. So I'm watch a girl give birth or watch basketball. It's pretty easy for me.
It was a very male-female decision to be made that night. And you know who was
it was just her. All her, right? We don't know everybody else.
It was all her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I ain't miss shit.
Yeah. So it was just Rock walking us through the last moments of her pregnancy, her baby shower, planning that, and then her delivery. And she was in labor for 3 whole days. So I thought she was just exaggerating when I saw the memes and stuff. I could not.
Hey, I'm fucking weak.
But nah, 3 freaking days of labor. Yeah, I cannot either, girl. So all the power to you. And she just posted her baby on Instagram or something like that. Bonnie Bella. She's beautiful.
Well, congrats, Jocelyn.
And I love what she was saying over her child, like, you're the most smartest, beautiful baby I've ever seen, da da da. So yeah, congratulations, like Trill said. Okay, so Amber Rose is really pushing this whole agenda. She's really pushing that slut agenda, okay? Push It Girl. I mean, if it's making you a coin, why not? So she's doing her third annual Amber Rose Slut Walk.
Oh God!
And it's coming back in October.
I guess the girl's gonna be wearing the mesh shirts with the titty showing.
Probably. She wants us to stop slut shaming and stop bullying. Can you? Okay, I'm just gonna leave that one alone. So a fan said something in her comment section and she replied, quote, guess your mom's a slut too, end quote. Okay, so how you gonna tell somebody to stop slut shaming and bullying and you gonna turn around and use slut as an insult? See, this is why I don't take these hoes seriously. Like, how you gonna do that? Like, yeah. How you gonna be like, don't slut shame? Oh, that's why your mama's slut. I mean, I don't know. I just can't.
Yeah, Amber's, I mean, she's pretty and light up. She's just kind of annoying. Like, if you want to be, have your titties and your ass out, you do that. You don't have to really start a whole movement. Because I know if I had, like, a young daughter or some shit, I really wouldn't want her to look up to Amber Rose.
Low key. I don't know. That's kind of like not a slippery slope, but that's kind of like
it's not really slippery slope.
Gray, like, area.
Sometimes people be wilding and people just need to say, like, yo, you fucking wilding. Out of pocket, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that you want to do that, but you just got to relax.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about you. You can do that shit. Just cool out. Everybody need to be on that shit.
That's how I feel, too. Like, do you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shame you for doing you if you want
to. You don't have to get everybody on that shit, though.
Right. And then if we don't support it, then we're just not really supportive, but if we're not on the same wave, then something wrong with us.
Yeah.
Whatever. No. Just do you. Okay, Michelle Obama is getting in her bag.
See, look at her, class personified.
Right, we're shifting gears here.
Exactly.
Dang, we might get a whole lot of black for this.
Fuck it, come bring it on.
Michelle Obama is in her bag, and her speaking fee is as high as some former presidents. You better get this coin, Michelle. Yes, queen. First of all, I love me some Michelle Obama because she's just everything. She's perfect. She went through 8 years without controversy, without slip up, with in grace and fashion excellence, in her chocolate glory, and I just love her. So she could be Michelle and Barack Obama together could be racking up $600,000 per appearance, and that's the average.
Only need one of those a year,
nigga. That is somebody's salary for the year, and that's pretty rich.
Yeah, and how long is an appearance? An hour.
If that niggas probably speaking for 30 minutes.
All it says is appearance, so
and it these could be 10 are minutes. Yes, and these are college educated people, so they can come up with a speech like this. It's really nothing for them to show up or whatever. So yeah, President Barack Obama's alone, his booking calls falls around $400,000. Man, love it. Michelle said, quote, Barack and I have been in public service our whole lives. Public service will always be in our blood, end quote. Get this coin. I love it. Okay, moving on. Congratulations to Skylar Diggins. Do you have a crush on Skylar Diggins?
Yeah, I've always thought she was a very attractive young lady.
Yeah, I think a lot of straight men
have. What you about to say?
She got married.
Oh, fuck.
So, the very popular WNBA player, she once caught the eye of Lil Wayne. She's officially off the
and Drake too.
Market. And Drake. Yes, she did. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Drake had a jersey on this shit.
Mm-hmm. So she tied the knot this past weekend with fellow Notre Dame alum Daniel Smith. They just look so happy in their cute whatever. Little
blah, blah, blah.
Light skin marriage, whatever this is. Yeah, they got married at the Chicago's Museum of Contemporary Art in a romantic ceremony. It was beautiful. She looks beautiful. He looks fine. Everybody looks great. So congratulations to Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, congrats, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, Trill. All right, so... we're gonna wrap this thing on up. So Cardi B and Offset are still
Offset
still getting it popping. Mm-hmm. They were seen together post the Met Gala. Offset had on a velvet shirt. Niggas get money, young rich niggas, as they say. They get money and don't know how to freaking act. So, yeah, they look cute together. I think I love men who like rambunctious, feisty women and don't try to change them. Yeah. I love that. That means you're very confident in yourself.
He a hood nigga though, so
yeah, you right, and she is from the hood. So, yeah. And I love me some Cardi B. Okay, last but not least, Janet Jackson makes an announcement to her fans. So I don't know if this was on Twitter. I don't know if this was on Instagram. I don't know where this video was, but she did make a video. And the video was saying, yes, me and my husband are estranged. We are separated. We're in courts, and the rest is in God's hands. But I'm going to go on tour. So hopefully she goes through with it this time, because, you know, last time she said she was going on tour, she didn't go on tour, and it was a problem.
But who was this, Janet?
Mm-hmm, Janet Jackson. And last time it was a problem for niggas to get their money back. So she's supposed to be coming to Norfolk or Hampton, one of them, December the 14th. So okay. If you're interested in Janet Jackson,
if she ain't bringing Mike with her, I ain't going.
Yeah, Mike's dead, so.
Yeah, so that's a no for me.
So, yeah. Oh, it was on her Twitter. Cool beans. Okay. All right, so that has been No Shade. The moves for Cinco de Mayo.
Moves. We got hella moves this week. First Thursday, Waterside is opening up. So, the new Waterside, they got hella restaurants and all that shit. That's opening Thursday, so I know I'm going to be down there. It's perfect. A lot of bay activities around there. Like I said, I tweeted the other day, like, yo, if I take you to Waterside, bitch, we go together. You're my girlfriend. I was like, somebody else see, like, yo, a lot of niggas gonna be getting caught up out that shit. But like, yeah, what is it? A pretty public spot. So if you out there with it.
you coming out to, yeah, the people.
Coming out. So that's Thursday. Friday. It's a Trapo de Mayo at Shaka's Little Trap Tastic. These niggas do shit every week, don't they? But Trap Tastic, little shit.
They get into their bag. I'm, yeah, not they get mad. Their bag.
Ain't mad at them. That's it's gonna be at Shaka's. Saturday, it's a day party at Rye. They having all you can eat tacos for $12. Margarita specials, and that's Saturday. What else we got? There's a day party. I guess this girl 7 is on Bad Girls Club, and she's from here.
Oh.
So Granny's House of Blues day party. I'm going to be there. That's Saturday, Sunday 7, 4 to 8. Tickets, hit up DJ Izzy. Or we'll tweet our ticket links, and our doors open at 4. And then what else do we got? Oh, yeah, and then it's First Fridays again for downtown Norfolk. That's when they party on Granby Street. So that's this. That happens to be this Friday and Cinco de Mayo. So First Friday is downtown Norfolk. You got that move as well. So plenty of shit to do this week, starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's plenty of shit to do this week, this weekend. And when we, as we find out more moves, we will we'll tweet those out on our pages.
You told people how they can get tickets for that. I won't even listen.
Tickets for what?
For like the different events or whatever. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, I'll tweet because most of the ticket information is on, like, because it's a phone number or you gotta hit up somebody.
Okay, so
I'll tweet those links out for ticket information for all those events. And then, like, for Waterside and shit, all that shit is downtown, yeah. So you don't need nothing for that. That shit is open to the public and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's what we have this weekend for the moves. Turn up. Cinco de Drinko.
Yeah, man. Like he said, he's posting it on Beauty and the Trail Twitter. So, who's hiring?
Hiring. We got HRT is having a job fair on HRT is having a job fair on May the 5th. So that's Friday, May 5th. HRT job fair is going to be on 509 East 18th Street in Norfolk in Building 4 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll tweet that link. Later on tonight or tomorrow. You get it's a $500 $550 sign-on bonus for people who have their CDL. It's a $2,000 mechanic sign-on bonus if you have experience with heavy vehicles. So like I said, that's HRT job fair Friday, May 5th on 509 East 18th Street in Norfolk, Building Number 4. And again, like I said, I'll tweet that information out as well. There is the company Manpower is having a hiring event. It's in a couple of weeks on Thursday, May 18th from 11 to 4. They're looking for admin, administrators, data entry, general labor, machine operators. I'll tweet that out as well. That's on Thursday, May 18th that's in Newport News, 601 Thimble Shoals Boulevard in Newport News, Virginia. So there's a couple, hiring events and job fairs. And again, don't forget that next on the 11th, May the 11th. So that's next, Tuesday, I guess?
I think so.
Yeah, because it's something the 4th. Like that. No, next Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, so next Thursday, May the 11th, the new outlets job fair is going to be at Norfolk State in the Student Center. Like I said, it's May 11th for all the stores and everything that are opening up. in Norfolk and outlets. And that's going to be next week. So make sure you guys be there. And that's from 10 to 7, I believe. And again, I'll tweet that out as a reminder for everybody. So a lot of jobs, a lot of hiring events. If you guys are looking, ready to make changes or just want some extra coin, it's out there for you. And like I said, I'll keep tweeting those things out as it gets close to the date.
A word. Sounds good to me. Okay. Topic of the day. Baby mama drama.
Baby mama drama.
You know what? This is always a topic. We kind of hit on this a little bit with other topics, but we never really focused on this solely. So let's get into it. You are a dad.
Yes, I am.
Of a beautiful 3-year-old boy named Cameron. He is just so bright and so smart. I met him one time, and Cameron is my friend. He took a little time to get used to me, but
yeah, he did it.
He's cool. So, do you feel as though sometimes women don't be trying to check for you because you are a father? Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Let's just get right into it.
Honestly, no.
Really?
I thought it was gonna be like that though.
Really?
And I don't think I've had any. Now, I mean, I haven't had nobody. Now, there might have been a John who didn't mess with me because I didn't have, but she didn't make that
clear.
Mm-hmm. There actually was a time where as a John, where she didn't really want to mess with me, because I had another child. But you know, still beat because I always prevail. But yeah, I haven't really, I don't think I've haven't really had
any problems.
Any problems with that?
Wow.
I don't really have any baby mama drama. I take care of my son. At the end of the day, I feel like that might work to my advantage because if you looking at a potential, you know, person to be with, like, you can already see, like, you don't got to worry about how he gonna be when I get him pregnant because you see how he is with, so you pretty much got it. You can know I'm not shooting no blanks, so it's a lot of good. These niggas that you with now, if they don't got no kids, how you know? We kind of old. How you know they not shooting blanks? So you know I'm good. You know I'm got my shit together. So
I'm laughing because you know what? That's a it. Point, and I'm mad that you made sense.
But yeah, man, I haven't had, like I said, I do see, you know, females say, like, I don't want a nigga with a baby, and that's fine, and there might come a time when, you know, where that might be a case, I might meet a young lady, she'll be like, yeah, I want to fuck with you because you got a,
let me tell you something, because you got a kid. So, when I was single, it was, I didn't want to date a father, but at the same time, seeing men take care of their kids is a turn on. Like, it's like, you know.
It's different, I think, for men than it is for women, because for some reason, like, being, I guess women like seeing a dad, and I guess it's a different how it's played in the public.
Yeah, man.
A single dad and versus a single mom.
When I see a fine man on social media just, you know, loving up on his child or seeing him in public loving up on his child and he's fine and the child is cute, I'm just like, you know what, that is just, you know, that is cute. And I always said that I would prefer for my first child to be his first child, but at the same time, I have found myself not dating but slightly talking to men with a child or two.
Oh man. I wouldn't even. I know. Yeah, I probably would take my disqualify myself if I had two. I only got one.
How you go from no, I don't want to date a guy with kids to
two
to entertain?
To be pushing it for myself. I don't even want to be in that situation. I have one. We can keep it at that. Hopefully, with the next person I'm with, and we have a child. That's, you know, that'll be it.
Yeah, man, and it's only because, you know, because
I don't want to bitch with two kids. Straight up, no.
When I think of, yes, you made that clear before, dude.
Go find one of your baby daddies.
You know what? Stop it. Because when I think of, don't choke over there. When I think of a baby daddy, I just think of there's a girl somewhere who might be tripping, first of all, because I'm not going to lie, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, she might be tripping. Like, it's always something. They may be beefing. She may still have some feelings for him. Either that or, it's just that you would never be number one in his life. Not because of the kid, even though the selfish in me is like, yeah, man, that kid always gonna come first. But like the girl, the baby mama kind of got some clout over you too, low key, because she can really be like, the kid is sick right now. And he laid up with you at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and the baby mama could text you and be like, you know, little Dougie is sick right now. He got a flu. We really need you to come through or bring something or something like that. You got to get up from with me to go.
I would get a Brady kid back.
You wait right there.
Yeah. That's no bullshit. Like, I'll come get him. Like, yo, I'm about to go pick him. Okay. Just come a little guy. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah.
Might laying up with the, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of, if you want to step in that space, especially now, a lot of us aren't dating, and I'm saying a lot, not all of us, but a lot of us aren't dating just to be parlaying, just to be wasting time, unless you're true.
No, I'm trying, man. I'll be trying.
So you think about that stuff, you know, if you're going to be dating for the long haul, if you're dating to marry eventually, then yeah, you thinking about, you know, I'm about to be a stepmom. Can I be a stepmom? When is the right time to meet the kids? It's just a lot in my mind, in my single girl, non-mother mind. It's just a lot of extra stuff that we got to do and get through along with getting to know each other. You know what I mean? So some people just don't want to put up with that. But at the same time, I have witnessed great marriages. Matter of fact, my homeboy just got married over the weekend, and she was a single. She's a single mom. She has a beautiful young girl, young daughter, and he stepped up, and the little girl loves him to death. He loves her. You know, and it's like they never missed a beat. It's not like they just met a couple years ago, and he stepped in, married the mom, and now they one big happy family. So it could work. I'm not saying it couldn't work. You just got to be this type of person to be ready to do that. You gotta be the type of person that's ready to do that. And I also feel as though if you're a parent, you can't feel in the type of way if somebody don't want to date you because of that. Would you feel a way?
I think if I really
wanted to,
if I really like the person. But then I'm thinking, like, if you really like a person, that means you've already been talking to them. So at what point did they say they're not, after you done already
invested,
did a whole bunch of shit, and then like, oh, I don't want you. So I have to say I wouldn't care because of me. Yeah. You want me because I have a kid? All right, bet.
Okay. So let me tell you, when do you tell your potentials, or do you tell them, unless you're serious with them, that, you know, hey, I'm a father?
I mean, it's not a really open secret. I got a son. Right. Whatever. When I first meet you, let's say if it's somebody that follows me on social networks and we meet, it's not really a secret. Mm-hmm. I have a child. And if I say it's somebody I met that was out in public or whatever, I would... You know, I probably would tell. I probably wouldn't tell them.
Right, but off the bat.
Like, but maybe if they hit me up, ask me what I'm doing, I'll be like, oh, I'm with my son. And it's right. Just like, yeah, so I mean, it's not really something that I just say, oh, yeah, I have a son. But it's something that's also not a secret. I'll tell you when it just happens to
come up.
Yeah, to come up.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I do think it's different for women, single mothers and single dads. It's just different. But some women are really hell bent. Like, I'm not doing no fathers. I'm not dating no fathers. I have friends that's like, I'm not dating any fathers.
But they're probably still single, and they're going to be 35, and they'll have a nigga with two kids. Man.
No comment. You
hold out, sis.
I mean,
you better get you one with one. You're going to have one with two. They're going to be really sick.
Real sick. I mean, at this age, really, like, it's starting to get inevitable at this age. Like, you're 25.
26, 27, pushing 30 and shit.
Like, trying to run into somebody who does not have a child already.
Yeah.
And then, for real, if this man is 30 plus, me and my friend Nene was having a conversation one time. And I was like, I don't know, I just feel some type of way. If a man is 30 plus and he doesn't have any kids, I shouldn't feel a way, but I do.
Something's going on. How many abortions have you paid for?
I want to know.
Can you have kids?
I want to know.
There's got to be at least one story of an abortion or a missed something. Or a baby, you know. God forbid a baby passed away or something like that.
Something.
You have one story.
You've been having sex for what, since you was what, 15?
You've been having sex for 15 years successfully and not one slip up.
I mean, come on, my nigga. And my friend Nene was like, I mean, maybe they're doing what we're doing. Maybe he's just planning and he's being careful, and which is very your face. Which it could be true. Like, I hate to think the worst. Like, you 31 or you 30 years old and you don't got no kids. At all. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sex trash.
I don't know.
If you're beating cheeks and you get it in guts, you're going to have a kid. You're going to have something.
And then I want to know, you know, I would want to ask. I haven't ran into, actually I have, but I haven't got deep into it that I'm asking this particular nigga. So how many abortions have you paid for? Have you had any miscarriages? Have you had any pregnancy scares or something like that?
Yeah, you've had something negative happen. Because it's just the luck. It's just the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna happen.
And I'm talking about single men. I'm not talking about men that's been with one woman. You know what I mean? And they planning to wait. Yeah. To, you know, I'm talking about
niggas out here fucking and just randomly.
Right.
Not even randomly. It's niggas that the single niggas that have been seemingly look like they've been having sex, and you just don't have any kids.
Look like they got it together. They got money. What is the issue? Yeah, man. So I just be thinking about stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been involved in any baby mama drama?
I have not. I have not, but
I ain't lived yet.
I haven't. And I feel like I'm missing out. I'm missing out. Like, I want to be on some baby. But you know what? I've heard some wild and crazy stories. Like, girls be, like, really on some other type of stuff. And it really, sometimes it just be, it be two parties. I see women using their child as a pawn. And I know we hear that a lot, and it's cliche, but women really do that. Like, they mad about something personal that happened between those two. A child was conceived, and now you using the child to get back at him, which is a super whack. Super, super whack. Have you been involved with baby daddy drama?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I ain't never been involved in
why
that.
Why you laugh?
Niggas don't be knowing I be fucking their baby mama, I don't think.
Okay, that's why you laugh. Okay.
But, yeah, I ain't never been involved in, no baby daddy. I really haven't messed with a lot of chicks with kids. Maybe a couple. Maybe like two, maybe. And this has been kind of so over the last few years. Before that, I probably didn't think I've ever messed with a chick. Mm-hmm. With a kid. And I don't think I've dated a woman with a kid. I mean, it's hard for me to think right now. But mm-hmm. I don't think I've actually, you know, me and her is going out dating.
But you would.
A woman with a kid. Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
And your cutoff is one kid.
Yeah, not two kids. No. Because I would cut myself off with two kids.
if you had a second kid,
yeah.
You wouldn't even be dating no more.
Because my family would look at me like, nigga, you done lost your motherfucking mind. So, at that point, two was a cutoff for myself. Two was a cutoff for somebody else.
To expound on that, are you being careful to prevent that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm being careful.
Good for you. I'm not. Psych. Joking! Jokes! Nah. Dang, I was about to say something. I got caught up in my... dirty joke.
But yeah, like I said, two kids. I don't want no chick with two kids.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I feel like one kid is actually enough. Uh-huh. So for me, I feel like a woman without a kid would be, we both have one. Because a woman with one kid, well, now we got two.
Right.
It's just like, damn. Damn.
Yeah, man. I've also heard of women who had a kid or kids and they didn't want to date a man with kids. And I just thought that was very...
It sounds stupid, but it makes sense.
Okay, explain. Why do you think...
Like I said, for the same reason I just said. Mm-hmm. Like, when me, a woman with a kid, I got a kid. Like, damn, sorry, two kids off the rip. Mm-hmm. I want more kids. Like, two more. I only want four.
Mm-hmm.
And you already got two. So, nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, I feel like my jeans are better, so I don't want your dirty nigga jeans.
Dirty nigga jeans.
Your little ugly ass kid. I have one cute son, right? So, me and you, we can make more cute kids.
And that's it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Like, when I heard that, I was like, well, you expect for him to take on your child as if it's his own.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do the same for him or whatever. But, yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting. So, let me ask you. So, when you're dating and you know that your baby mama is dating, are you the type to have conversations with her as far as like who she's bringing around your seed? Does she say something like that to you, like, don't be having them raggedy hoes around my kid?
I haven't had that. I think she was dating some dude at one point, and I think I asked him had she been around. She was like, nah. And I asked my son the other day, because he said something about her sister having a boyfriend. I'm like, your mama got a boyfriend? Just
He's like, no. Trying to get the nigga caught up.
I mean, I wasn't even really caught up, but I feel like I would know. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I wouldn't, you know, whenever she decides to date somebody, I just want to make sure the nigga's straight. Mm-hmm. And he ain't on no dumb shit. And she hasn't said nothing to me about having raggedy hoes around her
son. You low-key blessed to have a child, your child's mother like that. She sounds really low key. Like, I don't never hear no problems with her.
But I haven't really given her a reason. Now, that doesn't mean that she won't turn up. But as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Now, let's say, like, every time he's going back home, we talking about, oh, we was with someone like that. He might be like, nigga, like, what the fuck you doing? Mm-hmm. Having these hoes around my son. But I haven't done that with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it hasn't been a problem. So she hasn't said nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Sometimes girls just be. Like I said, they just be mad. Like, the dude really ain't do nothing for real, to give them a reason. They just be mad because the dude cheated or played her or whatever, and she just mad about that and just trying to give him a hard time. The nigga hasn't even proven himself yet to be a bad father. So when is a good time to introduce your children to the new bae?
I think in my case, I guess when I wife you, probably would be a good time, because at that point, you
wife,
know,
like, as in girlfriend?
Yeah, because I don't even really do that anyway, so I feel like it's pretty serious if I do that. So.
Yeah, I feel that's the way for, like, a lot of y'all niggas. Like, y'all really think that's a whole other different topic. Not even to get into that.
Yeah, my next girlfriend, Kim will meet her, because, you know, when do I ever have a girlfriend, so.
So, like, would it be after a couple months of dating just to make sure it's cool, or, like... Well, y'all probably be in a situationship for a couple months anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, when it happened, like I said, yeah, I'll,
you would have stressed it.
After a couple of months, well, maybe we'll all do something. And that's even if she wants to. She might not really want to meet him. You know, she might want to wait for her sake before she gets, you know, attached. Because I know there are people getting attached to other people's kids and they break up. And then it's
horrible.
Trash.
It's very trash.
It's a lot of fuck shit that goes on.
It would be a lot for y'all too. For me and the man or you and the girl. It's a lot breaking that up. In itself.
Yeah.
So when you add it on children and family, like that's just, that's another thing.
Bring it over the whole family, kid, asking her, what's her name at. But yeah, my next relationship, I'm pretty sure, will be something serious. So, you know, my son will meet her and then we'll just, you know, we'll go on from there. Because he obviously knows what a boyfriend and is and girlfriend is because
I hear him talk. Because he got one.
No, because, I mean, I don't know. He might. I don't know.
You said this nigga got three girlfriends at school.
Oh, yeah. He is the man around there. But yeah, he knows what that term is. So.
Okay.
He's understanding, I guess, of that concept.
I'd probably be that type of girl. If I was dating a guy with a kid, I probably wouldn't want to meet the kid unless it gets super serious. Kind of like how you meet your parents or whatever.
Yeah,
Like it got to be like on some this is it type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anything else you want to add to this kid conversation? I think this was pretty good.
This was a good one. I like this one.
Baby mama drama. I want to get in some. I think it's too late now.
Tell your man's gonna have a kid on you. That's drama.
Okay. Yeah. That's jail time.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh man is right. Yeah.
Remember
okay.
The fly on the wall, that combo. When he let that, or did he let that one loose?
Man.
What if he told you? Because I mean, y'all did just start dating. So what if he said, "Hey, this girl, I was beating before you. Would you
just
stay?"
Popped up pregnant. Wow. Yeah, I would stay. I would stay only because, like, what can you do? That was an episode of Martin. What can you do? Like, before me, what can you do? You can't
what
do
if
nothing.
What was wrong with that? She's like, I want you back. And said, that would be drama.
Okay, well, no. I was about to call her out her name. No, young lady, you can't have him back now because he's with me. But he's going to take care of his seed. You know
we're
going to
take care of him. What?
We're going to take care of him. We're going to have visitation.
Oh, shit.
All that stuff. He going to pay child support, but we're going to be taking care of the seed.
We'll be there for him.
Yes. So that's a good question, though, because that does happen. That does happen. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'd be kind of heartbroken because, you know, like I said, I want my kid to be his first. But, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, that reminds me of Ciara, too. Ciara and Russell. She had a whole kid with Future.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Russell came in. The baby calling him daddy.
Oh, yeah. Ciara
or Pop-Pop. What is he calling him?
Oh, she calls him Gump. Oh, that's what she need to call him.
The baby calling him Pop-Pop or Dad or something like that. And niggas went in a frenzy on Twitter. Like, why is he calling him Pop-Pop? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, this man been around this child.
Yeah, but that pretty much is like. And Future already said he really don't. You know, because of her, what he does, he's not around like he should
he's
be.
Because he travels. And if this man is always with his mama, then yeah. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Baby mama drama. There you have it. We don't have a BNT letter today.
None.
Yeah, niggas don't want our advice anymore. But if you do want our advice next week, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter in our DMs at Beauty and Trill or on our email address I always say that every single week. BeautyandTheTrill@gmail.com. BeautyandTheTrill@gmail.com. So, should we tell people that we're planning something or we should just keep it under wraps? Well, I already told them about Kiara's Secret.
Hey, didn't you tell them all that?
I did.
Yeah.
So, Kiara's Secret is no longer on June the 9th. It's going to be another
date. Pending. Date pending.
Date is pending, but it is going to be this summer. I'm trying to push it for June of some sort. But you guys are in store for something great.
Lit.
We are super lit. It is going to be...
I feel like we overdue for an event.
We are super overdue. It's going to be presented to you by Beauty and the Trill. We have bought you, we bought you kickbacks, hotel kickbacks.
Yeah, all that shit.
We've bought you the Trill Twerk Fest. We've bought you a couple of things. So you can expect nothing but litness, exclusivity with Kiara Secret, and the next level. Okay? So, yeah. Other than that, keep it locked on our Twitter to find out everything that we're doing. Yeah. At Kilogram, at KHILOGRAM _ on Twitter.
And you already know I'm on one. IM_0 and 1.
Trill don't want you to follow him, clearly, though. So, like, he don't want no followers, but you can follow me.
Oh, shit. All right, y'all. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!